So I work for a place that isn't a museum, but does have a lot of collections of old things, things that other people or places were having to let go of for one reason or another, and we've tried to give them a home of some kind to kind of keep them alive in some way. So what I brought tonight is something from one of my favorite collections because it has a strong tie to architecture. I'm going to very theatrically put on some gloves right now. And because we aren't actually a museum, I could just walk out with these for this evening's event, which is great. So I brought 10 glass slides. These are commonly known as glass lantern slides or magic lantern slides because of the way they used to be projected. And this particular collection of slides, this 10 represents a fragment of 60,000 that we have that used to be used to teach art history at the University of Chicago. And they were considered to be outdated at a certain point. They weren't using them frequently enough to kind of justify the space and the care that they needed. So they deaccessioned the collection after scanning and digitizing what they felt was useful. And they ended up, currently they're in the hands of Rebuild Foundation, where I work. And the slides that I kind of picked a few things architecture related tonight. The first section, there's always that entry point into Chicago for people who love the World's Fair. So we've got some slides from the Century of Progress World's Fair here. And in general, I'm always thinking about ways of kind of proving that these things aren't outdated. So I brought another example. In our music collection, we actually have some visual scores. And last night on the South Side, our musicians in residence played from projections of these scores, for example. And then kind of as one of the daily discoveries, literally in these slides, I certainly haven't made my way through them. Today I discovered that we have one drawer of Syrian architecture and design. And I was wondering how many of these buildings and fragments were still standing and thinking about, you know, what does it mean to see the particular beauty of Syrian design when we might be discussing welcoming Syrians into our city as well in our home. So that was sort of more the lectury part of me telling you about this collection, and now I'm going to bring it to the personal part. So a lot of the collections that we have come to us because a school is having to get rid of something, or they aren't using something that they used to use, or they needed to find a better home for it, just like this collection. Actually, our most recent collection was also acquired in this way. Recently, when we opened a new home for a library of books that we have, we had a librarian come through from DuSable Leadership Academy on the South Side. It's a high school. And she said, hey, you have a lot of books here on African American history. I have a lot of those things in my library too. I've been told that my job is probably going to be cut by the end of the year. And so I'm slowly deaccessioning things that might find a better home elsewhere because I don't trust that this is the right home for them long term. And so this morning was the day that I was set to go and pick up about 3 boxes, a modest donation of books on African American history from this high school that started in 1936 and has been collecting books on African American history since then. But what I was met with when I went through the door was a student sitting on every single step, lining every space of the wall. All of them were reading. And they had walked out of class staging a read-in to talk about the importance of having a librarian and a library in their school. It's not just about that one school, but I couldn't have this stage today and not talk about the amazing brilliance of those students and to, you know, encourage you all to take action on that issue.
So, Kate, what museum do you feel like this collection would belong in?
Right. So the collection that I thought of for this one was the Museum for Things Librarians Care Too Much About to Not Put Up for Adoption.